Section 149. Revelation given through W. Wallace Smith, Prophet and Seer to the Church, April 1, 1968. A vacancy had existed in the Council of Twelve since 1964, and the honorable release of two members of the Council in 1966 resulted in three vacancies in that body, two of which were filled at that time. The need for clarifying relationships between ministerial programs and direction of the use of temporalities was recognized, and guidance was given accordingly. In the search for effective interpretations of the gospel in a rapidly changing society, the presiding quorums had been engaged in studies in which resources were tapped both from within and without the church. The quorums were commended for their pursuit of understanding by such means. In reference to the dedication of the temple site in 1831, instruction was given to begin the active development of plans for use of the temple and the gathering of resources for its construction. The document was considered by the quorums, councils, and orders, and adopted by the conference on April 4, 1968. The prophet stated in his introduction to the document that he had come to know that such direction is not necessarily limited to a once per biennium expression of the will of our Heavenly Father. However, since the Church must give its approval to any document which I may present purporting to contain the will of God, I have limited the presentation of any prophetic utterance for the guidance of the Church as a whole to a time when such a message could have almost immediate consideration. Thus, having given prayerful consideration to the pressing needs of the Church for enlightenment on various subjects, and having received what I consider the confirmation of the Spirit of God, I am prepared to bring the following message to you for your consideration and action. To the Councils, Quorums, and the Church. In order to fill the existing vacancy in the Council of Twelve, Howard S. Sheehy, Jr. is called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. While the knowledge of the call came to my servant at a previous time, it was withheld to permit the confirmation of the Spirit so necessary in such matters. He should be set apart without undue delay and take his place among his brethren in the Council of Twelve, so that the Church shall have the benefit of his contribution as soon as possible. My servant is further directed to say, "My word to the leaders in stakes and other jurisdictions is to be diligent in seeking ways to implement the program called for in the principles of spiritual leadership so necessary to the effective carrying out of my purpose. Instructions given formally are to be observed, and since the office of bishop is a necessary appendage to the high priesthood, and members of the order of bishops are charged with the ministry of temporalities, they will act in support of leadership given by the spiritual authorities for the achievement of the purposes of my church. Temporal officers are to be supported in their rightful place, but must be guided by the needs of the field in their work of helping to furnish the means to finance my program. Some of you have sought security in the words and phrases by which the faithful of earlier days have expressed their knowledge of me. My ways are still the ways of my Son. My servants of the Holy Priesthood will need to be alert as never before to see that my work is not vitiated by the designs of the adversary. They must also bring to their searching for truth and their service to my people all the treasures of understanding I have opened for them elsewhere. It is necessary for all to promote unity so that my blessings can be yours as you willingly bend your strength to kingdom-building enterprises. My servants of the leading quorums are commended for their diligence in seeking more light and truth from all available sources. For have I not told you that my glory is intelligence, and he that seeketh learning by study and by faith will be rewarded in this life and the life to come? Your efforts to find ways to more successfully implement the goals of my church must be continued. The time has come for a start to be made toward building my temple in the center place. It shall stand on a portion of the plot of ground set apart for this purpose many years ago by my servant Joseph Smith, Jr. The shape and character of the building is to conform to ministries which will be carried out within its walls. These functions I will reveal through my servant the prophet and his counselors from time to time, as need for more specific direction arises. Money for this purpose should come from the consecration of surplus by my people, inasmuch as the building of houses of worship is one of the purposes of the storehouse. As you are diligent in moving to effect this project, I will pour out the blessings of my Spirit, and you will know that I am God. I have not forsaken you, my people. Even though you have at times and in diverse ways failed to live up to your potential under the direction you have received from me through my servants, I change not, neither are my purposes to fail by the evil designs of men. Your servant in Christ, W. Wallace Smith, President of the Church, Independence, Missouri, April 1, 1968.